You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Emma Watson is a byproduct of a failing culture war narrative. You see, this video won't just be about the story of Emma Watson. We're not just gonna go over some petty drama here. Because you're about to see how Emma Watson's public takedown is a tipping point in a culture war that has ruined our entertainment, media, and politics. The actions that have made us all poorer, unable to afford to live, our culture identities being stripped down and hollowed out, and we can't even speak about this stuff. All because the narrative has been warped. All the people that should be speaking about this stuff aren't. Because this benefits a guarded-off elite class that doesn't even have to touch or see the very problems they distract us from. The actions of those like Emma Watson, who pushed narratives that kept a failing status quo in check, and now being exposed for their actions day by day. And then Emma Watson's career crumbled with just a single podcast episode. In a Twitter post, J.K. Rowling labeled the actress as ignorant of how ignorant she is, and said that, "I wasn't a multimillionaire at 14. I lived in poverty while writing the book that made Emma famous." But why had this feud begun? Days before, Emma appeared on a podcast and said this about J.K. Rowling.
"It's my deepest wish that I hope people who don't agree with my opinion will love me, and I hope I can keep loving people who I don't necessarily share the same opinion with."
So many conversations and comments directly from J.K. Rowling, or the fact that when she was asked what ruins the movies for her, she named yourself.
"It's not so much what we say or what we believe, but very often how we say it. No one's disposable."
The two statements are wildly different. One, a cutting takedown. Another, a load of Hollywood drivel. But it soon became clear that this feud was the result of two people who have just gone down very similar paths in the culture war, and yet have ended up in completely different situations today. The contrast between J.K. Rowling and Emma revealed what happens when you wake up to the truth in celebrity culture and what happens when you stay in it. And as time progressed, the woke culture faded away and reality has now changed. People today are now very well aware of celebrity virtue signaling, and the backlash against it has been growing for years. It's why most celebrities don't even bother with it anymore. When Keira Knightley was asked about why she wasn't participating in the latest J.K. Rowling boycott, she even refused to answer.
"I was wondering, are you aware that some fans are calling for a boycott, given J.K. Rowling's ongoing campaign against trans people?"
"I was not aware of that, no. I'm very sorry." I think we're all living in a period of time right now. We're all going to have to figure out how to live together, aren't we? And we've all got very different opinions. So I hope that we can all find respect."
And everyone commended her for doing so. Nobody wants to hear a load of drivel. Because today, the woke era has officially ended. The corporations, celebrities, and billionaires, which were...
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Once its most powerful defenders have mostly abandoned identity politics, throwing in their lot with Trump like all the tech bros, or just completely ignoring politics entirely. And now the people like Emma, who abandoned their friends, abandoned the people that made them successful to begin with, are now being called out on every level. If you've ever wondered how some creators seem to grow so fast with millions of views, constant uploads, and a content machine that never sleeps, here's the secret. They've probably automated it. And the most powerful AI growth tool that makes that possible right now is Opus Clip. A year ago, Opus Clip was just a clipping tool. Now, it's evolved into a full-blown AI video growth engine, the most powerful one ever built for creators. This isn't hype, the results actually speak for themselves, as creators using Opus Clip have seen massive jumps in watch time, views, and subscriber growth. As you can see with Jubilee's 53 million viewed clip that exploded in a single week. And it's not just small creators. Mark Robert, Darman Studios, Impact Theory, Grant Cardone, Tom Segura, and even Scott Galloway all use Opus Clip to power their short form content. Here's why. Opus Clip can now auto-import your YouTube videos, auto-edit them into viral clips, and auto-schedule them to post while you sleep. Its new AI Editor 3.0 is faster, smoother, and packed with 50 new caption styles that make your videos pop. And the upgraded Reframe Anything 2.0 works like Tesla Autopilot for your footage, tracking your subject perfectly or letting you take manual control whenever you want. Every feature is built to do one thing: help you grow faster, with more consistency, more reach, and more time to focus on creating and not editing. So if you're serious about scaling your audience or just tired of editing for hours, try Opus Clip today. It's not just an AI editor anymore, it's the most powerful AI growth tool ever built for creators. Some actors were completely unknown before they got their big break. They worked for years to earn their place in the industry, climbing the ladder based on their own merit. Emma Watson was not one of these actors. Instead, she belongs to the ever-increasing portion of famous people whose path to fame was laid out for them, all before they were even born. The daughter of two Parisian lawyers, Emma grew up in extreme wealth. Well before she ever stepped on stage, her father was already buying vineyards in France and carving a place out for her in high society. It was through his connections and the family wealth that Emma landed in the right place at the right time. As a young child, Emma spent most of her time in Oxford, England. There she attended a private school where she was taught acting and performing arts. Those fees today cost around £33,000 and £49,000 per year. Almost $70,000 a year just on school. When she was 10, the casting call for Harry Potter went out, and naturally the casting team visited her school. The school already looked like something straight out of Hogwarts, and so too did the students. And out of her classmates, she would be one of the lucky few chosen to move forward with auditions. Even at this incredibly early point, J.K. Rowling...
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Rowling was instrumental in her career. In the first screen test, she picked Emma out from the others and supported her as the right choice for Hermione. And so obviously this ended up with her getting the part. In early interviews from when she was a kid, you can already tell that Emma's life had been completely changed. When she was just 11, Entertainment Weekly asked whether she felt like she was a celebrity. She said no, saying that she still had to make her bed and that her friends all treated her the same. However, from such a young age, she was now already seeing her face on billboards, being driven from movie set to movie set, and constantly living that other life, the life that almost every kid could dream of. But on the other hand, it must have been really hard for her to create her own identity when she was spending so much time pretending to be someone else in her own little bubble. She never had to really train for this role or really do anything to get this whatsoever, meaning she never really had the grounding of a normal life. She never knew things like what it was like to do the laundry, having to really study at school, or really ever go through true hardship. And the social aspect was far worse. From 10 years old, she was set apart from all of her friends and people her own age. She was now a movie star and it would have completely changed everything. So how could she ever separate that from her own identity, from her own personality? For Emma, you can bet everyone was worshipping the ground she walked on, so why bother trying at the rest of life when you don't need to? At the same time, you're constantly under a magnifying glass while you're on stage or on set. It's a double-edged sword. You can see how much this can mess with people from the stories of other child actors. They often talk about the unusual pressures of instant fame, which is especially hard to deal with alongside all the other problems that come with growing up. Demi Lovato, a product of the Disney pipeline, had her own problems and described her early fame as traumatic, and said that no child should ever be put in the limelight. It's too much pressure, there's an absence of childhood that you never get to experience. And if you look at any other child actor, they'll usually say the same thing. And this was even crazier for Emma Watson, as from the ages of 10 to 20, she had never stepped foot outside the Harry Potter bubble. Imagine, this gave her everything. Immense wealth, international fame, and a whole world of opportunities. But it still took its toll as well. From the interviews, you can tell that she knew this had all been freely given to her. In 2012, she said, "I have had no control over my life. I have lived in a complete bubble. They found me and picked me for the part, and now I'm desperately trying to find my way through it." So at this point, how can you forge a real identity if you've had such a perfect life to begin with and never really had to go through real struggle? As from these interviews, you get the sense she was caught between two worlds, one where she could be herself and one where she was always the most important person in the room. However, J.K. Rowling's childhood was very different. She didn't find her fame early, her life was incredibly normal for the time. In fact, her life was far closer to Harry Potter's than to Daniel.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Radcliffe's or Emma Watson's. She suffered greatly from mental health problems, especially when her mother became sick with MS at a very young age. In her teens, Rowling was pushed into the background. Despite being smart, she was rejected from universities when she applied. Her state school background meant she was far less likely to get a place despite her higher grades and obvious natural talents. Even in this, Emma was more privileged. Because of who she was, she's always been accepted at universities. During the Potter years and afterwards as well, Emma retreated into academia. But of course, this just led to a different kind of bubble. Not only because her fame meant she could study anywhere as she bounced around from Brown in the US and then to Oxford University, but also because the universities themselves also made her even further out of touch. Universities are the centers of where all the worst thinking about society comes from. All the diversity quotas and weird Foucault theories are created by them. And so being able to power the talking points of academia with an added Hollywood shine was all she needed to become even more out of touch. But at least at university, she could have retreated from things and carved out her own identity. But instead, the pull of Hollywood was even greater. After the huge success of the Potter films, Emma realized truly what mattered more. It wasn't about academia and working like a normal person, it was all about fame and money and being able to say whatever you want, whenever you want. So Emma tried to then take back control of her career by appearing in other movies. However, just like some of the other Harry Potter child stars, it didn't go to plan. When she suddenly had to compete with other actresses and deal with the real world of competition, she couldn't handle it as well. In her recent appearances on the Jay Shetty podcast, she went into more detail. Emma talks about how painful it was to learn that all of her colleagues weren't just there to make friends.
I was coming to those sets with an expectation that I think I had developed on Harry Potter, which was that the people I worked with were going to be my family and that we were going to be lifelong friends. I came to work looking for friendship, and that was a very painful experience for me outside of Harry Potter and in Hollywood. Like, bone-breakingly painful.
Lots of them hadn't had their massive break yet. They weren't handed their dream role when they were barely 10 years old. The difference was they had gone to LA, gone into Hollywood, trying to prove they had what it takes to the world. Emma, on the other hand, had already been to the top. She was trying to prove to herself that she actually just belonged there. That's why today she talks negatively about the only real character trait in Hollywood, ambition. But it began years before that. At first, she was excited to finally separate herself from Hermione and build her own identity, as she said in this interview when she was only in her early 20s.
It's been a scary few years for me. I spent, you know, over a decade doing the same thing and playing the same part, and to know that the new work I'm doing is being appreciated and supported is...
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's really nice that I have this vote of confidence.
It didn't go so well though. middling film performances and dropping out of university meant that both of her paths ended up going nowhere. At the age of 25, she described being jealous of people with normal lives. Hollywood and being a child star had eroded her identity, which is completely understandable. Quote, "I felt so inadequate because I just didn't have answers yet. I had so many friends who had a clear sense of self. I envied those girls because I was so unsure of myself." So, with no real identity, a huge amount of privilege growing up, whilst also not getting the same attention she was used to with the Harry Potter movies. And so, it was at this point that the inevitable happened. She dove straight into celebrity activism. If she couldn't compete on stage or in front of the camera, it provided a way for her to stay relevant. Meanwhile, it helped her reassert her own identity by buying into the Hollywood groupthink of this time. At first, the charity work started out fairly small, and at this point, it was all beneficial to society. It was great stuff. In 2012, for example, she became the ambassador for a charity called CAMFED International, where they operate programs in developing African countries focusing on education for girls and young women. By talking about this to other elites and by making public speeches and posts about it, you can be sure she did lots of good work for lots of different underprivileged people. And she could have stuck to this, but instead, she went down the path that so many other Hollywood celebrities have gone down since. And it all went so horribly wrong when she was named as a UN Women Goodwill Ambassador. And there she would give a speech where she outlined the beginning of a new movement, the He for She campaign.
"Today, we are launching a campaign called He for She. I am reaching out to you because we need your help."
The speech was trite, calling on normal men around the world to fight for women's rights. And newspapers, Hollywood organizations, and other in-groups showered her with praise and awards for it. But like so many of these speeches, today it's really hard to figure out what it even accomplished. Instead of doing real good work or appealing to people with power and influence, she was placing the emphasis for making a difference on regular people. At the same time though, she was being the opposite of inclusive to people just as famous as she was. In 2014, that exact same year she gave her UN speech on feminism, she questioned Beyoncé's music video, saying, "On the one hand, she is putting herself in a category of a feminist, this very strong woman, but then the camera, it felt very male, such a male voyeuristic experience of her." In 2017, the words came back to bite when she appeared on the cover of Vanity Fair in an incredibly revealing top, which wouldn't be a problem except for the fact it was exactly what she'd criticized others for. But there she was, indulging in exactly the same promotional tactics. Then she followed things up by giving this interview. It's hypocritical, whichever side of the debate you stand on. Maybe she'd just grown up as a person during this time, but looking back on it today, and that really seems unlikely. It's a sign that she was just
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Following what everyone else was saying, rather than actually forming her own opinions. Also around this time, as the culture war was heating up, when J.K. Rowling also came into problems. It began slowly at first, as it was just based on a tweet she had accidentally liked in 2018. She quickly apologized, saying it was an accident, but it was enough for people to begin a campaign of threats and harassment that still continues to this day. It didn't matter that she had donated to the UK's Labour Party for years, led an open letter supporting refugee rights in 2015, and for most of the 2010s, people on social media were calling her a filthy liberal. Even in her later essays about trans rights, she denounces Trump and right-wing governments. She was hated on by almost every right-wing commentator at the time, and was a darling of the very same liberal elite as Emma. Both Emma Watson and J.K. Rowling were some of the biggest voices on feminism and in promoting the mainstream liberal narrative at the time of this culture war. But getting hate in 2017 after all of this, just for liking a tweet by accident, definitely pushed her towards her future viewpoints. It didn't matter that both Emma Watson and J.K. Rowling had been absorbed into the culture war by this point, as they were both on the very same side. But soon, future events would only drive them further and further apart. Over the next 2 years, she became more set in her beliefs. She started slowly moving away from the liberal elitism that she had enveloped. Instead of always parroting the current mainstream narrative, doing whatever she thought she was supposed to say by the elites, she was now beginning to see the true reality of the situation, and her views weren't really all that extreme compared to the average person's. If you ask most people over 50, they'll probably have similar views to her on trans rights, that being that they shouldn't infringe on the rights of others. In fact, in the UK at least, people have become more skeptical in recent years. Emma Watson, on the other hand, did what most celebrities did and said the right words without ever really meaning anything. In a tweet from 2020, partly in response to J.K. Rowling, she said this. It's a nice sentiment, of course, but it didn't actually deal with any of the issues that Rowling was concerned about. What did she think about women-only spaces, or about how trans women could potentially make these spaces unsafe for some women? This was a feminist narrative at the time, which is why it revealed a lot. Suddenly, Emma was gonna denounce the person that had made her entire life, even though both were on the exact same side and were both massive feminists in the culture war. It made it clear that her statement was designed to act as social proof, to give the impression she's down with the cause while not actually risking anything. Throwing Rowling under the bus, as soon as Rowling wasn't useful to her anymore, was a slick strategy to improve her social look in the liberal elite, never mind the fact that Rowling had made her who she was. And today you can still see how naive Emma is in her interviews. She painfully attempts to sound normal, but you can tell she's never really experienced what normalcy is. Towards the start of their conversation, she asks this.
And that, like, anything can be done is,
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Such important energy. There's so much dystopian fiction at the moment, and dystopian movies.
It's all dark.
It's so dark. And I'm just like, What happened to thinking about the utopia?
Her personal world looks so positive that she doesn't understand the reality that regular people have to deal with. This is why her version of celebrity activism hit a dead end in the late 2010s. As the culture war slowly eroded, as the world got worse, people just realized that all of this celebrity virtue signaling never really had any impact or meaning behind the words. In fact, it often had the opposite effect. People saw the rich and powerful getting richer and more powerful, while Hollywood seemed to blame regular people for not ending the evils of the world. When Ricky Gervais gave his famous Golden Globe speech in 2019, it summed up what a lot of people had been feeling. Celebrities lecturing people what to do and believe was like oil companies blaming regular people for climate change because they weren't doing enough recycling. The speech opened the floodgates, and public opinion soon began to shift.
So, if you do win an award tonight, Don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg.
Soon, later award ceremonies didn't have nearly as many political speeches or pleas for action. Any videos of celebrities coming together for some activist cause was completely clowned on social media. People had their entire reputations ruined because of the virtue signaling. Hollywood movies were now bombing because people didn't want to support this nonsense. In the last few years, the culture war has slowly eroded as people began to see through all of the nonsense. But to rewind back to the 2010s, Emma Watson's film career had pretty much vanished. In The Circle, critics called her performance blank. In other films like Regression, she was equally uninspired. Often, critics would point out that most of her acting came from her eyebrows, something she never really grew out of. It mirrored the surface-level content of her activism. She never truly got across the authenticity of the characters she played. She was still a beloved entertainer to millions of people, but it didn't mean she could act. Middling results in her acting work came along with an increasingly poor public perception. She just kept getting caught up in controversies off the set, even while she toured the globe giving lectures on various social issues. When the Panama Papers leaked, for example, she was involved as one of the highest profile people to get implicated. The massive leak showed us evidence that elites from across the world had massive amounts of wealth and assets hiding in offshore accounts. And Emma Watson, who had previously campaigned against global poverty, was now named in the documents. It all left her only able to do one job, making companies look good through her empty words. Emma Watson used her old reputation and words to spend some time spearheading campaigns to look like corporations are being ethical and sustainable. She got a big salary and some exposure, the brands got to borrow her good public image, and everyone was happy. Except, of course, for all the workers actually stitching the clothes. Today, she still does promotional work. Just a couple of years ago, she...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
He was happy to make a YouTube video for Vogue making lots of different cocktails. It happily coincided with the launch of her own gin brand, an offshoot of her father's wine business. This kept her in the public eye while not actually risking anything or really adding anything to society. In a way, she was cancelled by her lack of real opinions and beliefs. She had just become a mouthpiece for a corporate ideology which was losing followers every single day. J.K. Rowling, on the other hand, had almost the complete opposite path during this time. For most of her life in the public eye, her feminist views match what people were socially expected to believe in high society. But the same life experiences that forged her beliefs also put her at odds with the general consensus. When her liberal views clashed with the corporate mainstream liberal narrative, she doubled down. Whether you agree or disagree with her position, you can't deny its authenticity and where her perspective comes from. But for her deviation from the party line, she was labelled as a TERF, someone who preached hate. All while she received very real hate and so many threats from people who were once her diehard fans. In fact, it completely tanked her reputation to most people. She was suddenly denounced by all of the Harry Potter actors. Even the producers, all the people that made the Harry Potter movies, completely moved away from her, sidelining her into irrelevancy. People didn't need to do research or look into what she actually believed, now she just had a vibe that she was hateful or someone to be banished for her views. People started boycotting her prequels to Harry Potter. Major celebrities all distanced themselves, having just been close and appreciative of her just a few years before. Every major thing to do with Harry Potter now didn't have J.K. Rowling involved, even though she had created all of it. But as time went on, it became clear that then most people just didn't really care anymore. We saw earlier from Keira Knightley's interviews that lots of celebrities would rather just not talk about this stuff anymore and just don't really care. Lots of the public were the same and have been the same the entire time. When Hogwarts Legacy, a Harry Potter based AAA game, was announced, the cause for a boycott seemed incredibly loud online. Lots of reviewers refused to play it, people thought it might bomb completely. Then it turned out to be a pretty good game, loads of people just played it anyway, and it went on to be a huge success, pulling in over $1 billion in revenue. It was in this changing environment that the last nail in the coffin for hollow celebrity activism was hammered in. In 2022, Watson famously gave a speech at the BAFTA Awards saying, "I'm here for all the witches.
I'm here for all of the witches."
Today it's debated whether it was really a veiled message of support and defiance of Rowling, or just a reference to something said earlier that night. Regardless, that wasn't the part that ruined their relationship. Instead, it was what happened next that sealed it. Quote, "Emma asked someone to pass on a handwritten note from her to me, which contained the single sentence, 'I'm so sorry for what you're going through. In brackets, she has my number.' This was back when the death, rape, and torture threats against me were at their peak, at a time when my personal security measures had to be tightened considerably, and I was constantly worried for my family's safety. In the eyes of many, Watson had both publicly taken a stand against Rowling while also privately trying to stay in her good books. Still though, Rowling remained silent on the matter. It was only recently in that podcast where Emma Watson said that she both loved and cherished Rowling while also highlighting their disagreement. It was peak Hollywood moral groundstanding. That was what prompted Rowling's famous tweet. For a former child star, Emma is remarkably stable. It's clear she's done a lot of good for the world, but if she had focused more on real charity work instead of falling into the Hollywood propaganda machine, she could have done so much more. Today, other celebrities can learn a lot from her story. As long as they follow Ricky Gervais's advice and stay out of real-world problems, they'll probably be fine.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.